Hi, and welcome to Build. My name is Michael Millerud, and I'm a program manager with Windows Fundamentals. In this session, I'm going to show you how to use a new tool called WPR to capture traces of performance issues that you can then use tools like WPA to analyze. So the key message I want you to get out of this session is that WPR makes it really, really easy to capture traces. I'll show this in a demo. It's a matter of a single click. You no longer have to deal with complicated command line options. By the end of the session, you're going to leave knowing how to capture a basic first-level triage trace, which is often sufficient to analyze the issues that you see in performance, how to provide issue description around what you've seen, how to point to a specific target application that you experienced a problem with, and I'll show you some of the more advanced options of WPR as well. So what are the benefits of using WPR? Because this is obviously not the first tool to capture traces. Well, most of all, this is GUI. This is the first tool that lets you do this with a single click of a button. Up until now, you had to read documentation, white papers, see people do this, take their scripts. It was complicated. So all it takes now is a single click. You can also provide issue description, which is very helpful to analysts that often otherwise have to find the right email associated with the right trace when they look at the issue. Because without the description of an issue, you really don't know what you're looking for in a trace. There is lots of issues to look at. I'm also going to show you how to capture the more advanced traces, and it's now a lot easier than it used to be. There is a way to look at real-time status of recording. You used to just launch XPerf to say, capture me a trace, then you maybe have closed your command prompt, and you wouldn't even know that you're recording. Now, for as long as WPR is running, you see that it's recording. And I'll show you how to specify the application of interest that you may be complaining about specifically in your performance issue. So let's take a look at what WPR looks like. This is the default view you will get of WPR whenever you launch it. Notice that it will ask you to elevate privileges whenever you run WPR, and that is because WPR is based on UTW, which captures system information like CPU, disk, memory specific information that requires admin privileges to get access to. The only thing you really need to do here is to click the button Start. This one. And you're off tracing. So it will quickly say starting recording and then recording. And what you will see here is time that has been spent since the beginning of recording, how much memory you're using. Right now I'm using 5% of my 8 GB on the system, which is about 483 MB, and how many events I've dropped. Now, if you've done analysis before, you know that if you dropped any events, XPerf or WPA, they will both complain, saying that this trace cannot be trusted and you should recapture again. This is a great way to make sure that you capture a good trace so you don't have to go and recapture afterwards, especially if you send this over to someone else. Another interesting piece here is target application, and it's saying entire system right now. I will show you later on how to specify specific applications, but by default, WPR traces for the entire system, which is, for instance, a problem of my entire system is slow, or I don't know which particular application is having a performance issue. So now that it's been tracing for some time, let's go and hit save. And what I get here is I get a UI which lets me type in detailed description of the problem. I see the file name into which my trace will be saved. Notice that by default it saves into documents, WPR files. And this is accessible only to you. In this case, this is my user account. So that no one else but me can access that particular file. This is very important because if you read down below, you'll notice that this recording may actually contain some personally identifiable information. Things like process names, some file paths, registry paths. So please be aware of that and share those ETL files only as appropriate. So let me try and type up some description here. I had a performance issue trying to copy files. So this is not really true, but let's say that that's what I would complain about. And I will hit save. As soon as I do that, it goes and collects system information and saves it into a trace. If I wanted, I could have used browse to go and specify a different folder, but I'll just use the default one for now. So as it's saving this, it's done. It also goes through your hard drive and picks up all the relevant information from the images on the system for the processes that are running, so that you could then take that trace, send it to someone else, and they could still decode it. This is a very important feature that we've had in both XPerf and now in WPR. You can capture anywhere and then decode anywhere. So let me hit OK. And what you will see is that it's actually been running tracing all along. As soon as it saved the trace, it restarted tracing, so that if I had another performance issue, I could immediately save. The data is already in the buffer. But let's actually go and see where we saved this trace to. So it's going to be in documents, WPR files, and you'll see a lot of different files in here. They all start with name of my machine, which is MIG-X-TAB-8, since I'm running Windows 8, and then date and time. So this is the last trace that I captured, this one. And I can go and open this in WPA if I want to. Also notice that there are folders that are named equally, but with .ngenpdb. This folder contains all of the PDBs necessary to diagnose issues with the managed components. So if you want to decode symbols that were in the managed code running at the time when you were capturing the trace, you would also have to share this out. So what I would typically do is I would take this, this, and I would then send them to someone, usually compressed. Now let's cancel this, and I'll show you some more options. So there is an advanced option tab in here, which is hidden by default. And it shows you all the various things that you can enable in addition to the basic first level triage. Now, if you don't select anything here, you're still capturing your first level triage options. But I can, for instance, go and say that I also care about networking IO activity. And that would enable industry providers to get those types of events. I could say that I want heap usage. And if you look at the video around heap usage, you will see that anytime you do that, you have to go and specify a specific process on which you capture heap information, because heap provider is very verbose, and you can only capture this on a few processes before it becomes a major overhead. So I could have said that I really want to do this on this particular process, for instance. Another interesting feature is that I can, in addition to basic general runtime scenarios, do all of the on-off scenarios. Previously, you had to use XBoot Manager for that. It was a separate tool that would reboot the system and perform the necessary on-off transitions. This is now built into WPR. So WPR is replacing both XPerf and XBoot Manager trace capture functionality. In addition to resource analysis, there is also here another set of profiles. We call those performance recording profiles, or WPRP. That describes specific scenarios like audio glitches, video glitches, and IE. You can add additional profiles if you offer those. There's a sample one that comes with WPT, and you can definitely author additional ones. Also, in addition, you can control whether you're logging into memory or file. So if you've been using XPerf before, you know that there is two ways of capturing data. You could either capture into circular buffer in memory or into sequential file. By default, WPR will always use memory so that you don't run out of disk space. But if your scenario requires long sequential file tracing, you could just switch to file, and if you hit start, it would actually capture the trace into a file. Lastly, there is also a detail level option that is either verbose or light, and I'll show you when it can get light. So for some profiles, you have multiple options, such as networking IO activity. You can either capture verbose or light profile in this case. The light profile will only get you the events such as errors, disconnects, connects, whereas verbose will give you every single send, receive, and acknowledge, which is very high frequency and can actually impact the precision of your measurement, but sometimes is necessary for analysis. In those cases, what people do is that they capture both light and verbose. They use light for timeline and then verbose for functional analysis of that timeline. Now that we have seen the detailed options of WPR, let's go back to the trace we actually captured. And let's try and opening this up by just double-clicking on it. So what we get is WPA, since that's what I have installed in my system, that loads up that trace, and I can go and look into what my system was doing. All right, so let's see what we just learned. I've showed you how to capture a first-level triage trace by just hitting start. You got that trace. I showed you how to see the status of your recording and how to specify description of an issue that you're complaining about. Then I showed you how to specify specific target application. In some cases, like heap analysis, you have to specify a process. In other cases, this is just optional, so you can complain about specific application that was taking a long time to execute. And I've shown you some of the advanced options, such as file versus memory streaming and verbose versus light, as well as how to get to the on-off transition scenarios. Another interesting thing about WPR is that it adds support for both managed and immersive applications. In XPerf, we did not provide the capability to go and capture the symbols necessary to decode ngend images on your system. As I've shown you in the demo, we now actually go and create that additional folder, and it gives you the ngend PDBs alongside that of your trace. We also enabled appropriate providers so that you can analyze immersive applications for the modern shell and get the proper symbol decoding done for those as well. So to summarize, please use WPR to capture all of your performance traces. You no longer need to use different tools for different scenarios. It's all in there. This replaces both XBoot Manager and XPerf. And it also provides you support for both managed and immersive applications so that you can analyze performance issues that span those call stacks as well. Here's a list of related sessions on WPA. There's quite a few sessions that we have provided for you at Build where you can learn more about how to use WPA and WPR. And I've also provided a few links to documentation articles, as well as a link to WPT forum where you can go and engage other people like yourself, ask questions, read what people have to say about WPT tools. WPR is a great way to capture and follow up on performance issues. Please use it effectively. Thank you for listening.